Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The other player who obviously everyone's freaking out about is Travis Kelce, because Travis Kelce has had the single slowest start to his NFL career, I would assume. And so as a result of that, people are worried that he's just washed. I will say I'm willing to give it a few more weeks, but I can't continue excuses much longer, because in the first two games, he has been non-existent. Yesterday, could have made a simple pass, but if one hadn't been called back for a penalty, he has a 30-yard gain, and he came up 6 inches short of a touchdown. If he finishes with 51 yards for a touchdown and a win, do I lose my mind? No, that sounds good. But because those two things didn't happen, Gold, it just doesn't feel like he's being used in the offense as much. And I still wonder if that goes back to Hollywood Brown not being around. They're still going to pick on Travis Kelce until Xavier Worthy comes all the way around.
So he got open this game. I think that's the difference. Week one, I didn't feel like he was getting open. This week, he still didn't have the production. He had less production, as a matter of fact. But there were times where he was getting open. And in this game, you're right, it's amazing how much of a different vibe we're probably having and discussing his performance if he's not tackled inside that one. So we're saying, oh, he's got a touchdown all of a sudden. And yes, if that one play where she thought about pitching the ball as well wasn't called back.
He can't help himself, you know.
It wasn't called back, then yeah, maybe his stat line's different. But it is, I got texts from a few different people just that cover, like, just cover other teams. But obviously everybody was watching this game. It was the prime game yesterday afternoon. And multiple people were all like, is this are people worried? Is this what he is now?
I think the second most receiving yards is tight end last
too
year.
Too early, to your point as well, too early to go ahead and flat out say, okay, well now he's only going to be a 500-yard guy this year or something. I think it's way too early. All it takes is on Sunday Night Football against the Falcons for him to have 95 yards and two touchdowns and everybody calms down. But yeah, it's something I think you got to watch, man. I think it's definitely something to keep an eye on. What gave me a little more faith, though, was I felt he got open this week.
Yeah,
I didn't think
I
he was open. He wasn't targeted all that much, but I actually thought he got open this week, which was a good sign. And that ultimately, that is the sign to tell if he's still capable of that. And I think the answer is absolutely yes.
I think it looks completely different. I think people, like, if you're not going to panic about Kingsley, then you should. Like, Travis Kelce is a pro who's proven himself a million times over. Last year, he was hurt for 6 weeks to start the season and still managed to finish in the NFL second in receiving yardage and was an absolute force to be reckoned with against the best teams in the league, cruising all the way through the postseason. I think some of this is protecting him a little bit, even though he says he doesn't want to be protected. I think some of this is he just had a slow start. And I would worry, I guess, more about a slow start if that's not been the entire trend of the league. Patrick Mahomes, 151 passing yards. Every single quarterback in the league, sans Derek Carr, apparently, has had one of these games already in the first 2 weeks this year. The cover two and all this defensive stuff, it is caught up. Quarterback play looks depressed a little bit. All of it just kind of looks wonky in the early part of offenses, I think, in the NFL. And I think they're just also getting wrapped into that. And yesterday wasn't about Travis Kelce. It was about, before the injury, Isaiah Pacheco. They gave that man the ball more times than they normally do. Carson Steele got like 15, 20 snaps in addition to how much Pacheco got the ball. It was just more about they had four tight ends active. They were going to go heavy set. They're going to try to beat these people up. I didn't think Travis Kelce looked washed yesterday. He just didn't get a catch.
I think a lot of it,
or one catch.
A lot of it is also mentioned people across the country kind of had this narrative last year as well about.
Yeah, so they're just trying to pile
and
on
it was
now.
Last year, like, oh, people tried to write him off in week 13, week 12 last year. And then we all know in the playoffs, he looked like a Hall of Fame tight end again. Mm-hmm. It's 2 weeks in the season. It's something to watch, sure. But the fact that he was getting open was promising. Some of this is also just the betting and fantasy football world that we're in, where, you know, people are used to. Yeah, we had our show parlay.
Over three.
We were
nailed
like, 50 and a half yards seemed pretty low. And you obviously,
I'm going to bet it again this week, just to be honest, personally.
The other part is, fantasy football has done this for a lot of star players. Like, you're used to getting a touchdown or two a game. You're used to getting 70 yards. Like, that's just part of the narrative that's out there. But if we're still sitting here 4 weeks from now, and he's still, you know, getting 20 yards a game kind of stuff, sure, I think that's a different conversation. Let's see what he does against teams we don't consider to be on paper heading in some of the better teams. You know, despite Baltimore and Cincy being 0-2, we thought those were two of the biggest challengers in the AFC. All right, now they're going to play the Falcons. They're going to play a Chargers team who might be undefeated, but nobody actually thinks they're going to factor in the AFC conversation. Maybe they will, but let's see. That's a much weaker defense and team overall. Let's just see how things progress as the schedule does ease up here over the next couple weeks for them.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's just, I'll give it time. I'm not going to spend a bunch of time thinking there's no way. First, Anaromo's done a nice job just individually suppressing some of Travis Kelce's stats because he's a very good defensive coordinator, so that's common. And in the first week, they've had multiple plays where it seems like it was going to Travis Kelce fall apart. Yesterday, it had been easy to see how Travis Kelce had been targeted more. There's the one short pass, looks like it's going to go for 8 or 9 yards. That gets that little bit of weird spin on it because a fingertip touched it coming off the line. That was going to be open. It goes to him. He's going after Travis on the interception before he misses the underneath guy. A different pass that was for 20, 30 yards was to Travis, gets called back on a penalty. If you're trying to tell me he didn't think Travis Kelce was getting open, you're wrong. He was definitely going after and targeting Travis Kelce. It was just one of those days where it didn't click and it didn't come together. And they, you know, other things were working instead. They got Rashee Rice on a deep touchdown for the first time in forever.